Welcome to Craig Miller Medical Group. If you have a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 999. All calls are recorded for training purposes. Please select from the following options. Press 1 for a GP or nurse appointment. Press 2 for a prescription request. Press 3 for results. Please note this option is only available after 12 noon. Press 4 for any other queries. Please note, for all minor ailments, please contact a pharmacy. For all eye problems, please contact an optician. For all dental problems, please contact a dentist. Alternatively, hold the line to speak to reception.
Total queue estimated time is 2 minutes 59 seconds.
Miller Medical Group, Zoe speaking. How can I help?
Hi there. I'm calling on behalf of one of my clients. I work for MMA Legal. It's with regards to a subject access request we sent on behalf of our client.
Yeah. What's the date of birth for me?
It's the 14th of July, 1980.
And what's the name?
Fiona Watson.
What can I do to help you?
I had a call from my client over the weekend who told me that the records were sent to her rather than ourselves, and I'm wondering why that was.
Give me 1 second.
No worries.
Hi there. So I've just double checked with one of our admin team. So the patient on patient request, those were collect. The patient came and collected the records, and they were going to send them to you directly themselves.
Yes. Yeah, so it shouldn't be up to the patient. Unfortunately, the patient has signed a letter of authority with ourselves, so we legally act on her behalf. So this should have been sent directly to us.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
So we don't ever post to legal firms. It always gets collected by the patients and they post themselves. I'm happy to take your detail. I can pass it on to a manager. She's currently on annual leave, but she could phone you back and try and contact you next week. But we would never post to legal firms directly. We would always get the patient to collect them.
All right, and why is that?
Just patient confidentiality reasons.
I understand that, but we have a letter of authority. We act as the representative for this client.
Yeah.
We are the ones who requested her records. The request came with the signed letter of authority as well to show this. It also came with identification, and it came with proof of address, which shows everything for patient confidentiality we need.
But we would never
send out to us.
But we would never post them in the first place. They would always have to be come and collected from us due to kind of issues that could happen in the post and things like that. We would never post the record.
Can you email them over to us?
I'm unaware of that. Give me just 1 second.
Yeah, thank you.
So I've just double checked again. So we wouldn't be able to email them due to we don't have a secure TransLink email. And the reason that we can't post them is due to the cost of postage. And I believe that we did speak to one of your colleagues or someone before, and we explained that the partners here aren't prepared to put the cost. And so we did explain that we could invoice you and get the cost up front, but that was declined. And so that's why it's gone to the patient. I believe this has kind of been an ongoing thing that's been going back and forth to some of my other colleagues and some of yours. So that was kind of the reason that they weren't posted to you, is because of the cost, and that was explained already. And then we don't have a secure email that we can email over things like that. So
we've had practices many times provide us with them through the clinical email, so I just don't understand why it's an issue for this practice.
So unfortunately, it's just practices work on an individual basis, but run by the partners of the practice. And so due to our email system and due to the postage system, we wouldn't be able to email that.
Right. Can I take down your practice manager's contact details?
I'm not able to give you the practice manager's contact details, but I'm happy to pass on your details.
Why can you not give me them?
So I believe that you probably already have it, but I've been given approval to give it to you again.
Yeah.
So let me just double check it so I could give you the right email address. Give me 1 second. So it's Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
K-A-R-E-N.
Dot Smibert, S-M-I-B-E-R-T.
Yeah.
At nhs.scot.
Okay, and when did you say she was on annual leave until?
She comes back next Monday.
Okay. No problem, I'll speak to her about it.
Perfect.
Is there a Jackie Connor?
She was our old practice manager.
She was your old one.
She's not been here for quite a while now.
Okay, so Karen Smibbert.
The current practice manager is Karen Smibbert, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't completely agree with it. I think because we act on the client's behalf, we should be having access to her records free of charge. I don't think it's appropriate for them to go to the client, especially with how sensitive the situation is.
Right. And obviously, I don't know the background to the situation, so...
Right.
So I don't want to give any kind of anything that's not true or anything like that. It would just be best to go through my practice manager, because obviously this has been a larger ongoing situation. And if you have concerns or complaints or things like that, then you would put that through Karen.
Okay. Can I take your name as well, please?
Yeah, my name's Zoe.
Zoe. No problem. All right. Thank you very much,
okay.
Zoe.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.